We are at the bottom of Daf Yud Dalad on the base. Two lines in the bottom. So we began this, what's going to be a lengthy discussion. The Gemara, I believe it's 13 questions the Gemara is going to ask. And every time we're going to ask the Shaila about an Avel, about a Menuda, about a Mitzora. And the first question we asked yesterday in Yud Dalad on the base was, what are the halachic implications of Avelis during Regel? What about Menuda during the Regel? What about Metzera during the Regel? And so on. And now we move on to the next Shaila. So two lines in the bottom, we say, Avel is Oseh B'Tisperes. Avel is not allowed to have a haircut. Middekamale Rahmana Lebnei Aaron. Rasheichem Al Tifro. Meaning, by the death of Nadav and Avihu, So it was told to Aaron that don't show signs of Avelis by allowing your hair to grow, by not having haircuts. No, Rashichem Altifro, Michlal de Kuli Alma Asr. But being that we see that there was this statement which was told to Aaron not to be Noeg Avelis, so therefore you see Michlal that in general, there is an Isser of Tisperis. There is an Isser of Tisperis. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, in the Ritva, quotes this question, Tesa Rosh, that how do we know that there's an Isser Tisperis for 30 days? I mean, if we're learning out from the Bnei Aaron, we don't see necessarily what happened was on Shemini Lamiluyim when it took place, and then Pesach comes and it's Mevatel and Yavelis. That is a discussion in the Rishonim. We know that there is, in fact, an Issur Tisperes for 30 days. Balkovanim says the Gemara, Avel Asa Tisperes, and to come to Rachman Labnei Aaron, Rashicham Altifro, Michlal de Kuli Alma Asa. So says the Gemara, top of Tezvav, Menudin Umitzeroyin Mahin Betisperes. What about a Menuda and a Mitzera? Now, in the previous Shiloh, on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, we asked each of them separately. We said, Menuda Maujinag Nidui Beregel. Mitzera Maujianig Tsarate Beregel. Here we're lumping the two together. Menudin Mitzerayin Mahein Betisperis. The Rashi says, Lahachika Amar Lehu Bahadadi Mishun De Pashad Lehu Bahadadi. So here we're putting the two together because we're going to end up answering both of them together. So Mahen Betisperis, is there an Issa Tisperis for these two individuals? So Toshma, Menudin, Umtzeroyin, Asurin, Lasaper, Lechavis. Yeah, both of them are Asur to have haircuts and to launder. Menudin Shemais, if someone who died in his state of Nidui, which we said is some type of an excommunication of sorts, we're going to see that there's really two levels. There is a Menuda, and there is a Muhram. A Muhram is a higher level, a more intense type of excommunication. Someone who remains in the state of Nidui, then things become more Chomer, and they become in a state of Chayram, they're Muhram. Al-Kapanim, it says that Menuda Shemais, if someone dies in a state of Nidui, Bezdin Seiklin Es Aronayim. So they will put an Evan on top of the fellow's Arain. This will go on top of the fellow's Arain. The Rishonim say the reason why they do this is Kedei Levazoisai Latisha Zilzil Benidui Chachamim. Meaning the fellow was placed into Nidui for some reason, and whatever that reason was, the fellow did not make amends to fix up and to ask Mechila and to change his ways and so on, and he kind of remained in that state of Nidui. So say that we show them that we do this Levazay, say because he was Mezalz on the Nidui Chachamim. The Ritva quotes the Ga'onim, who says that Huadin She'ein Mis'albel in Allah that Ein Kurin. There's no Avelus for someone who died in a state of Nidui, and we're not Kireya. Al Kapanim, so that is the din. It says, Menuda Shemais, Bezdin Sekhren, it's Arainai. Rav Yehuda Omer Loi Sheyamidu Alav Gal Avanim Kegal Shel Achan. It's not that we place a great big heap, a great big mound of stones on top of the Menudah's Kever, like what was done to Achan. And explains the Yad HaMelech in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Daled. He says, you might have thought that you should be medame, someone who dies in a state of nidui, to Achan, because he was also, you know, muhram. He was also kind of set aside and excommunicated. And that Rebbe Yehuda says, no, that we don't do. Leishi yamidu alav gal avonim kegale shel Achan. Elav bezdin sholchen umenich and evan gedela l'arayne l'lamedcha. It's coming to teach that anyone who is in a state of nidui, he dies in a state of nidui, Bezdin place stones on top of his aron. And the Chonim say that even though we seem to kind of group the two together, we mention menudin mitzirayin, they're aser to be mesap or to be mechabes. So we see that we're medam and the two together, but we don't equate a mitzvah to a menudah in this particular din, and say that just like a menudah you put an Evan Gedolah on his aron, so to buy a mitzvah you place an Evan Gedolah on his aron, that we don't necessarily do.
Is Shamta, is that fire?
Well, Shamta is just the Aramaic, you know, Aramaic word. Shamta, that's, I don't think that's considered to be a separate thing as Shamta, Nidui, and Chayrim. I don't think so. Fine, so that was question number two about Tisperis. Number three, Abel Chayiv Ba'atifas HaRosh. There is an obligation of Atifas HaRosh. That means, Rishonim explain, and they say that one is Mechase with a talis or with a sudar. They cover up their part of their face, part of their beard, and the top of the nose. The Meiri says that this is done Kadesh Yehi Oimeid Ka'adam Nichna V'Nishbar. Person should be in a state of humility, in a broken state, which is the state of Avelis, and it's kind of questionable as to exactly how one fulfills this nowadays. We don't wear talis the whole day, we don't wear the type of headgear which they would wear, which kind of lends itself to an easy type of atifas haroish. Some people, what they'll do is they'll kind of wear their hats and they'll tilt their hats kind of down, wear it kind of low on their forehead with the brim down, so it's kind of covering over a part of their face. That's what I've seen some people do.
Is it just during Avelis or the whole year?
Just during the week of Avelis. This is only during Avelis. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. Okay. And sata is a lashon of atifa. You don't go ahead and do an atifa sareish over your lips. So in a regular case, Hashem told Yechezkel not to, but in a regular case, you do have to. Now, so that is by an avo. Claims the Gemara, this third shaila, menuda mal batifas haroish. What about someone who's in a state of nidui? Do they also need to be nichna v'nishbar, like we saw in the Meiri? Amar Rav Yosef Toshma v'hein misatfin v'yeshvin kimenutin ukavelim ad shirachmo aleihem min hashamayim. So you know, we speak about the over there in the Sechus Tainis, and we spoke about situations where they are misanim for atzirus kishamim and so on, and it mentions that they wrap themselves up and they sit down kiminudin ukaveila majirach mualeim and hashemayim. So it seems to imply that a menuda does have a tifas haresh. Now when Abaya dilma menuda l'shemayim shayni the chomer, maybe that's worse. Meaning there, meaning it's Hashem directly is upset with them. Hashem is the one who has withheld the rain. And therefore, the individuals who have not received any rain, they are menuda l'shamayim. Maybe menuda l'shamayim is more chamor than menuda bidei bezdin, a bezdin, a menada person, because of whatever they did wrong, maybe that's not as chamor as menuda l'shamayim. The Gemara Amud Beis is actually going to say the opposite. Maybe Menudah L'Shamayim is more Kal. The point is, to the extent that it's a slightly different concept, we might be able to be Malcha one time by saying maybe it's more Chomer. We might be able to be Malcha by saying it's more Kal. Here the Gemara says, don't bring Miriah, maybe it's considered to be more Chomer. Fine, so we don't necessarily have a Raya about Menudah. Mitzorah, Maob, Atifas Arish, what is the din of a Mitzorah? Do they require Atifas Arish? Toshma, Va'al Safam Yatzer. So here we have what seems to be an often a pasuk. I mean, the pasuk says, "V'hatzarua asher boya nega begad of you frumim roisha yir farua v'al safam yatzes." It seems to say that kind of over his face he has to cover it over, which seems to imply that there is a requirement of ativas aresh, nachashachay ativas aresh. And some Rishonim actually ask, the Rimi Paris, and they say that if it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, so what was the Gemara Shaila? You know, does a Mitzvah require Tifus Aresh? Isn't it Mefurish in the Pasuk? So we're going to see a Tesis soon, which understands these words, Al Safam Yata, meaning to imply that the Mitzvah needs to keep quiet. They're not allowed to speak, they can't perhaps be Sheol, Bishleim, Chavera, and so on. And therefore, it doesn't necessarily mean Atifas Arosh, and therefore it's not Mefurish Bakra. That's the way some explain. Fine. Okay, we move on to the fourth discussion. So, Avel, Aser, Laniach Tfilin. So, it's Aser for an Avel to wear Tfilin. Your beauty, your splendor, you should adorn, you should put upon you, i.e., your Tfilin. You should, even though you're in a state of avelis, mechalal de kuli alma oster. That implies that everyone else it should be oster to wear. Everyone else it should be oster to wear tefillin. The Ritva says over here on these words, mechalal de kuli alma oster vim temer yehi oster kol shiva. If so, it should be oster kol shiva katifas arish. You know, Shalomad Nimi Yecheskel. The Eidel Lekamon Amrin and Shein Asa Ella Yem Echad Me'is Leis. I mean, later on we say it's only going to be Asa one day, but if it learned from the Hanhag of Yecheskel and the Dini Avelis, which those Dinim applied for all 7 days, and we're learning out of Atifas Aresh for all 7 days, from the fact that Hashem told Yecheskel not to do Atifas Aresh, Mashmad everyone else does Atifas Aresh, and there it's 7 days, so why don't we say that there's going to be an Issa Tfilin for all 7 days?
After
he was an Avel.
Correct,
100%. Right. Yeah, correct. So this is a very interesting thing. Which is fascinating, meaning to the extent that we're learning out from a pasuk, and we learned that the Isra of Ativas Aresh for 7 days. And the question is, if so, there should be an Issa of Tefillin for 7 days. He said you can't be Perik Oil Shemayim for 7 days. You just can't do that. It's not Mestaber. Maybe he's understanding this Pasuk is just an Asmachta, and therefore ain't it a din that you should do for 7 days. I will going to ask the Talmud Torah for 7 days. The Mash Asher B'Talmud Kulay, the fact that we're to that which we ask the Talmud Torah for 7 days, Mishum Pekudei. That is because of Pekudesh and Mishar Mesam Chilev. And we're going to come back. We're going to come back to this Ritva. We're going to see that the Ritva Lishitasin is going to be an interesting question. The person, Rahman al-Tlan, is sitting Shiva. And they're not allowed to learn Torah, but they are allowed to learn certain things. Like, let's say, Hilchas Avelis. So we're going to see an interesting Diyun. Is the Pshat that they are Potter Legamri from Talmud Torah? Or no, they actually have a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But they're just limited to the things which they can learn. We're going to see the sheet of the Ritva and the Ramban is that they're potter. They're really potter in Talmud Torah properly. So Elamai, says the Ritva, the reason why is because here we have a pasuk of Kedisha Misharim Misam Chilev. Now, this discussion about not wearing tefillin, there is a Maharitz, the Rabbi Yom Tov Tzalin, who was born in 1559. Who says the following, and the later Achronim are done in his words, he says that which we say that there's an isser of hanachas tefillin, it's dachke if the yom misa and the yom kvura is on the same day. So the mace was nifter on Tuesday, the kvura is on Tuesday, the isser tefillin is on Tuesday. It's all on the same day. Aval imeis b'yoyim v'nikbar b'layla, they died on Tuesday, and the kvura was Tuesday night. Chayiv hanachas tefillin the machris. So the following day, meaning they were in aninus up until now, as was mentioned. So when one is in a state of aninus anyway, they're exempt. So so now that the first time that they could possibly put tefillin on is the following morning, as it's the first day where they could put tefillin on, says the Maritz, that they're obligated. They're obligated to do so. Kam kevin shemin atera, ein avelas ella b'yim rishin, shehu yim amisa v'yim akvura. And so on. That is the shita of the Maritz. The Nedi B'yuda and Dagom Ravov over there disagrees and says that even if the Yom Kivura is a different day, it's still going to be asked to wear tefillin on that day. So if a person was nifta on Tuesday, the Levi is Wednesday at 10 a.m., the rest of the day is asked to wear tefillin. So says the Dagom Ravava. And the truth is many, in fact, side with the Dagom Ravava. But halach lemaisa, there's also an interesting deal in what to do. And what he quotes over here from Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shleima Chelik Beis Siman Tzadi Dalet is, he says, Yesh mehayureim shemenichem tefillin misafik b'yim kvura ach yanichem b'tzina v'al tnai shem eine chayiv b'anachas tefillin eine menicha l'shem mitzvah ela l'kishut ba'alma. L'kishut. You know, they're wearing it just as tachshitin, jewelry. I'm not wearing it for the mitzvah of tefillin. I'm making it tonight in the event. The person says, in the event that I'm obligated, I'm wearing it l'shem mitzvah. In the event that I'm exempt and I shouldn't, I'm wearing it. You know, with the Gemara and Shabbos speaks about wearing tefillin as a kameo, you know, as some type of an amulet. You know, so you can wear tefillin for other reasons also. Doesn't seem to be. You can wear a tefillin for shmirah, for an amulet, and so on. So that is what some suggest to do. Again, shouldn't be lamaisa for anyone, but that is what some suggest what to do. Fine. So that is legabe tefillin. Now menuda mal b'tefillin. What about a menuda? What about a menuda? Does he have to wear tefillin? And that we say teku. Okay. So what do we do with that? Someone is in a state of nidui. He's been excommunicated by the Pesdin. Does he put tefillin on? He comes to ask the Shiloh. He says, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't come out. So should he put on? Should he not put on? So it's a machlokes rishonim what he should do. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Ches and Hilchos Tefillin, Sifrei Gimel, paskins that he should not put tefillin on. But many disagree. The Prima Gadim says that he should put on without a bracha. The Gra says no, he should put on even with a bracha. But talk upon him, there's a machlekes what to do with a take in the Gemara. And you have a similar machlekes over here. Says the Gemara, Mitzera, Mal Bitzfilin. What about a Mitzera? Can he put Tfilin on? Toshma, the Hatzarua. It says, Viha, Vihatzarua, the rabbis came Gadol. We say, Begad of you, Frumim, his clothing should be torn, Shiyu Mekirayan, it should be ripped. Varisha Yia, he should grow his hair. David Rebelazo. Or the Kiva Iman Nemra Havaya Baresh Venemra Havaya Bebegit. Meaning, what does the Pasuk say? It says, Begod of Yiyu, Resha Yiyya. So it uses a similar lashon of Havaya by both. Ma Havaya Amur Bebegit, just like when in reference to Begit. A Begit is a Dava Shechutz Migufa, it's something which is separate from his body. Af Havaya, so to the Havaya which is mentioned in reference to his Rosh, Darvish Chutz Migufay, my Lava Tzvilin, and does it not mean that he should not have the Tzvilin on his Rosh, in which case we'll have a Rai that a Mitzvah does not wear Tzvilin, Amra Papa, Loi, not necessarily, Akum Sav Sidra, maybe it means he shouldn't wear Akum Sav Sidra, He says, Megillion, the Kumsa is some type of a big hat, a wide hat, a soft hat, and the Siddur is a decorative scarf. Those are things that you shouldn't wear, but you don't necessarily have a proof that he should not wear tefillin. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, we move on to the fifth Nidin. Oval also b'sheila shalom. It's also different oval to be shayel. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question as to why we would say, what is the rationale? Is there a rationale? I mean, as to why we say that a metzera, meaning we see that tefillin is called a pe'er. It's like a beauty and a splendor. So individuals who are kol kulei meruchak from Hashem, you know, because of their state of nidoy or tzaras, which is, you know, kind of, you know, he's nisrachik migimo machnes. So, you know, he is bada the yeshiv chutzla meshava. He's totally menuda and menutik. He's not already spin in a state of being connected to Hashem. So maybe such a person should also not have this beauty, this pe'er. So it seems to be. So now we move to the next question. Avil aser b'shelas shalom. It is also for an avel to have she'elas shalom. The Kamli Rachman Yecheskel he'anek doim. Me'he'anek is a lashon of anacha, meaning you should be doim, you should be silent. And the truth is, even in not only the avel himself, should you not say shalom to the avel, and he should not initiate shalom, but even in a base avel, the minig is not to say shalom to someone in a base oval. Outside the base oval, yes, but inside you don't say shalom. There is an interesting discussion as to kind of practically speaking, how this plays out nowadays. Just to mention the halacha. Here we go, Shin Pei Hei Aleph. One second, let me just find it. Yeah. Yeah, so we have, so there is, what should come out, really, Medina de Gemara, is that the Issef Shele Shalom is, a person is not allowed to say Shalom to an Aval. Let's say if a person is, it's Aval for a parent, it should be that you're not allowed to say the word Shalom to them for 12 months. That's really what should come out for a full 12 months. For Shah Kravim, from after 30 days, it would be mutter to be shel b'shleim chavera after 30 days. Nowadays, it seems to be that the minig is to be a bit more makel. There's already a ramah, but the ramah says yesh mekilim ha'idna b'shelah shalom ha'avel la'achlam adar. Those who are makel after shelah shalom after 30 days, the ein tam lahem. What we say nowadays is not really called Shela Shalom. Like some say that Shela Shalom means specifically the word Shalom, and it's because it is Shem Hashem. But, Lamashal, they say if you say good morning, so, you know, the Berhitzev says that good morning is not considered to be Shela Shalom. Why? She'ein b'zeh Shem Hashem. And that's the reason why you can say good morning, you could say good morning, good evening, you could say good Shabbos, you could even say Shabbat Shalom to someone, even though they are incorporating the word Shalom. Even that they're makel to say that is considered, that's not considered to be Shela Shalom. They also say that you can say, even within 30 days, you can say Shalom Aleichem to an Aval during Kiddush Levana. That's also not considered to be classical Shela Shalom. You can say Mazel Tov to a person, that you can say that's not considered to be Shela Shalom. but the Aruch HaShulchan says, Uchdumani she'achshav gam b'seich lamed ein nizharim b'zeh. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even nowadays we're not so makbid about Shela Shalom, even within Shleishim. And he says, Ulai mitam zeh, because, you know, what we do nowadays is not considered to be the classical Sheila Shalom. You know, I don't know, when I speak to an Avel who's within the year, I just say, how you all doing? To try and kind of maybe incorporate, it's like really I'm asking about the whole family, I'm not asking about you specifically. But it's, I don't know, there are deis as to, I'm sorry? Chaim Aruchim, you can say no problem. Sure.
I mean, Yom doesn't answer back.
So he can answer back.
I don't think you don't reply.
Well, he's allowed to answer back. Certainly after Shloshim, there's no issue of him responding, and he's even allowed to initiate. So fine, that is legabi an avel. Now menuda mar b'sheila shalom. What about a menuda? What are the dinim of Sheila Shalom? I'm Rav Yisrael Toshma. It says, Ubi Sheila Shalom, Shebein Adam L'Chaveh, right? Again, going back to the Mishnah in the discussion in Tainis, we say that they are also, Ubi Sheila Shalom, Shebein Adam L'Chaveh, Kibbenei Adam, Hanizei from the Makam, like people who are, who have been distanced from Hashem, like a minuto in theory. And that says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, back to Rabbi Yosef, no, Dilma, Menuda L'Shamayim Shaini, the Chomer. Don't bring Raya from the case of Atsiris Geshamim, that's the case of Menuda L'Shamayim, that's different. Good. Mitzerah Ma'avishel Shalom, what about Mitzerah Toshma, Al Safim Yatesh, Yisif Seisav Medubaki Zubazua. Remember, this is what we mentioned before, but there's another way to understand the words Al Safim Yatesh, not that it means Atifas Arosh, but rather it means to say, it just means to say that his lips are closed. Taisa says, La'elda shiramine, atifas arosh, shematavayu mashma, inamim l'ksif safa, maliksif safa. That Taisa is explaining why it's possible to learn out both dinim from it. Yeah, she kemenu d'kavel, v'asav shev shalom shmamina. Fragbi gemara, l'maisa, what does it say over there? It says that a mitzvah is like a menuda. So if it says a mitzvah is also b'sheila shalom, and it says like a menuda, so frag the gemara v'nifshet mina la menuda. So why can't we be pushed to a menuda before we try to sit by menuda, knowing in a varaya, dilma menuda l'shamayim shiny? So let's bring a raya from his brisa. So amar lach bar pinchas mishmei d'rav Yosef miktani she'asur. Meaning, what did it say? It says also, Asafim Yatesh Yusuf says of Medubak Zubizu, Shiei Kimenuda. He should be like a Menuda in some areas. Not that the Isser of Sheila Shalom is Asr Azayivia Menuda Mamish, no. Shiei Kimenuda, Uka Avel, Bemili Achrenaisa. In other things, Asanami B'Sheila Shalom, but he himself, the Metzeres Asr, in Sheila Shalom, you can't necessarily prove that Menuda is going to be also in Sheila Shalom. Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. Avel Aser B'Divrei Torah. It's also for an Avel to learn Torah. Midka Amrach Man Liyecheskel Deim. From the fact that Hashem told Yecheskel, Hey Anik Deim, to be silent. So we see the concept of the Issa of Talmud Torah.
He told him to be silent or not?
Yeah, so again, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Hei anik doim, which we said is a lashon of silence. Yeah, to be silent. To be silent, that's he did tell him to do, to be silent. So therefore we see that there's a concept of Avelis, no, of Talmud Torah, is the Talmud Torah.
But before we learned, you have to...
Some things yes, and some things no. I think that's the difference. Here it says that explicitly. Now, yeah, and so number one, the Ritva points out, and he says, V'hachanami shmamina she'ose b'divrei Torah, v'tavayu shmamina she'yaneik, V'yeshiv Damon Midivrei Torah V'Divrei Shalom. So we're learning out both the Sheila Shalom and the Divrei Torah, and he explains how both of these things are included. Now asks the Ritva an interesting question. The E Kashale Darminen of all the Divrei Torah. One sec, what is it? Dasrinen, I should say. Vigashli Dasrinen of all the Divrei Torah. The Ilu Hasam. In Meseches Sukkot, it says that Avol is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvus ha-muris ba-terah chutz min ha-tfilin sh'nemer ben per. So what do you mean? Avol is also a divrei terah. The yesh lemesh ein lemedim in ha-klal is ha-fi sh'nemer ben chutz. Number one, okay, you can't learn out from that lashon. Number two, he says, oy yesh lemer, the kevin the kira kriyash m'shachris v'arvis b'hadah sa'yila, he already said kriyashma. So he's already fulfilled his basic level of Talmud Torah. Kiddies of a safe menachas v'nim tzeshena potter me'emena. In Echanami, he's not really potter, not properly potter, because you see, he says Kriya Shema, and through that, he has been yetsa Talmud Torah on some type of a basic level. That is the way the Ritva puts it. Say again. Why would we say that? We only see it in cases where it's going kind of against the norm. You know, if it's going against the norm, he's saying, even though there are dinim which apply, but to you, don't do this. Here it just says, you know, don't learn. We can't necessarily prove it's not going against the norm. When putting on tefillin, we're telling them to put the tefillin on, that's going against the norm. The oracle, I'm sorry? That's what we learn Shela Shalom, Issef Shela Shalom, and Talmud Torah.
That he has to be quiet, maybe only he and all
other. Right, so I think it's only in situations.
Sometimes we're saying what happened to him is specific to him, but everyone else, obviously, it applies to now we're going around. Going to him, but everyone else.
Right, so I thought it's when we're going against the norm. In other words, when he says Pe'echa Chavu Shalacha. Or like when Hashem told Aaron Ubanov, you know, that don't be noyeg the Isser of Giluach, like we saw at the bottom of the Dalam of Beis, don't be noyeg the Isser Giluach, then Michlal, that for other people, there would be an Isser Giluach, because it's going against the normal protocol of what it is. So in cases when you're going against the norm, don't put on you do put on your tefillin, which is going against, but everyone else does. Right, because it wasn't going against, because it's not going against something which we know to be, you know, to be that is the norm. That's what I assume. There's an Aruch HaNer who is miyashiv this question of the Ritva in a different way over there in Maseches Sukkah, but he says that now an Avel can learn Devarim Haroyim and Hilchas Aveilos. And therefore, he's not potter from mitzvahs Talmud Torah. He just has to be mekayim it with Dvar Mesuyim, and so on. So they just point out, like we mentioned before, that from the fact that you see that the Ritva and the Ramban didn't answer like the Aruch HaNer, and so the Achronim are medayik, the advice is, L'daitam ein chiyav la'avel l'lamed b'dvar ma'royim, it's just rishus. In other words, so there's no bittul Torah. Like if you have an individual, if you have an Avel, and he chooses not to learn, you don't say, look, nice, you have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. You're not allowed to learn everything, but you have to learn Hilchos Aveilos, Chaparayim, learn Maseches Moed Katan. He could say, I don't want to. I don't have a chiv of Talmud Torah. That's what comes out according to the Rishonim.
Because of power, can the Avel say or not?
He does say it. He does say because of Torah. Yeah, he does. Okay, good. Fine. Says the Gemara like this. That was by an Avel. It says a Menuda. You can teach him, and you could learn from him. The Rishonim say this is Barichuk Dal Amos. You can't be too close to him, so it's got to be at a distance of 4 Amos. Niskar v'niskarim loy. He can hire. He can be hired. Mukhram. Remember, we mentioned Mukhram is a higher level of excommunication. What happens to the person post Nidui? If you look at Rashi, 5 lines at the bottom, Mukhram Shemachrimin Bechirim La'achar Lamed Yoim La'achar Hanidui. If you look at Eis Aleph in the Haggai Ezra Betzalo, he says, La'achar Shishim Tanya L'Kamon. We learned this after 60 days. Ulai Kavan is Rashi Akhri Shleshim Hashniyim. Maybe Rashi means after the second set of 30. Al-Kabonim, Mukhram is already a higher level. That is a, that's a different story. Fine. But he is allowed to learn himself. Shalayafsik es limudis. You see, he is allowed to learn. Chanus Katani makes a little shop for himself. Bishvil panasase, in order to sustain himself. Bamarav zvuni maya bapiksa the arvas. Like an example would be someone who sells water in a place where there's not so much water. That he's allowed to do. Shmamina, you see that he's allowed to learn. Matzir ma'abadiv ritir, what about a matzir? Can he learn? Toshma, v'idatam levenecha, v'nei venecha, yei mesham adal neshan v'kecha b'chayrev. Remember my medasina, imala landa eima b'yira, b'res is a b'ziyah. This was the way we were makabal teira, mikhan amru, zavim, emetzirayin, b'yalei nideis, mutarim, likreis, b'teira, b'nevim, b'ksuvim, v'lishnis, b'medesh, b'shas, b'alachis, b'akadis, u'bali kariyin, asturin. Only a balkari is asur. As Rashi explains over there, Rashi says over here also, "Lefisha ba lehem machmes simcha v'kalas reish," and that is a steer to Ema. Al kopanim, you see that a metzera is allowed to learn Shema Mino. Okay, the next question: Ovel is also b'tich basis. He's not allowed to launder his clothing. D'chsev ayishlach yoyev tekaya ve'yikach misham ishach hachama ve'yemer ilah hisabli na v'livshi na big day evil. Wear big day evil, meaning this special begotten. You can't launder your clothing. Wear big day evil. Val tasechi shemen. Do not anoint yourself with oil. Vayiski ish is a yamim rabim, isabeles, almeis. So you see that an oval is not allowed to launder his clothing. Menudim is a rain mahim bitich basis. What about them? Toshma, menudim is a rain asir in the sapel chapes shma mina. But first, oval chayiv bikriya. He has to tear his garment.
It's saying it's also, but not what's the basis?
Oh, just from a brisa. The brisa just says menudin mitzrayin asur l'sap l'chabes. Doesn't tell us any more than that. It's just a mafresh brisa. Ovel is chayav b'kriya. Kamei rechmana l'bnei Aaron. To them, they tell them something different. Lei sifreimu me'ishmina l'miluyim. Special day. Don't bring in avelas. Lei sifreimu. Don't tear your clothing. Mechlal the kaviyama mechayvi, mashma everyone else there would be a mitzvah of kriya. Minute mao bekriya, what about a minute teiku? Mitzera mao bekriya, what about a mitzera? Is there kriya? Tashma the god of you frumim, sheyu mekirayin, shmami not meforish that there is a din kriya. Says the ritva, pirish the ravcha da alma nakitla, falav de misapkali. We didn't really have a suffix. You ask a chedu yingle. Pasuk says it's meforish in the pasuk that his clothing should be ripped. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? That is the way at least the Ritva and some Mishnayim say. I did see that some achronim have a pshat, a different pshat. Good. Next one. Ovel chayiv b'kfiyas hamita, and ovel is chayiv in kfiyas hamita. Now we know bisman chazal. They would turn over their beds and they would loosen the straps and right, the kind of the netting would fall to the ground. That's what it says. The that you see, the must yukni nasati behen. I gave them my tzelem alekim, says Rashi. I created them a tzelem alekim. Uba avani sehem hafachtia, and with their avanes. They were mahapich. They perverted the tzelem aleikim. In which case, kapu miti seyan alel. In which case, they should turn over their beds. Some explain. The pshat is that the just like the tzelem aleikim is noitzar in a bed. That is the place where a child is conceived. So to the extent that they were mahapich the tzura, that's the reason why. Then they have to turn over the bed. So they say, just to mention, that we don't really do this nowadays. Our beds are not the types of beds which, you know, we can tip over and loosen straps and have the thing fall down. So it's not really a dumb thing nowadays, the whole concept of Kriya Samhita.
I thought there was the Sephardi custom which was in place of it.
Did they sleep on the floor or something? Sleep on the floor, I don't know. I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention about covering over mirrors and pictures. If that's what he did, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, Menuda, yeah. I don't know, but even when we sleep, we don't do it. I'm not sure. I think it seems to be more the beds were just physically different. Menuda mitzera mahin bekviyas hamita. What about a menuda and a mitzera? Should they also have kviyas hamita? Says the Ritva. The afor gav doli shayich bu taima de kviyas hamita de avel, because there we're mentioning that, you know, they were in a state of mourning because of the korban which took place. And their beds have to be overturned because they perverted the tzelem. What does that have to do with the menuda and mitzera? Mikomak and kaven shu avani seim garmu lehem. Their averis caused them to be in such a state, both by menuda and by mitzera. Royuhu lahapach mitaseikinis rachaku mi bnei adam and hapach lehem seidu bnei adam. Says the Ritz of the Kolhani, tala yeshita das hagenim zal lakula. Like we mentioned, there is a din and a rishenim, how to pass. Say again?
You mean the regular routine?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So again, avalas about basis. So that imenudim mitzerman b'kfiyas amita, take. That is a shayla. Avalas about basis malachim, that has to do malacha, dechsir, v'avachti chageichem le'evel. Says, I will be mahapech your chag to a matzav of evil. So ma chag osir b'malacha av evil osir b'malacha. The state of avelus and avel is osir b'malacha. Let's just see first. We'll come back to this. Menuda ma'o b'asiyas malacha. What about a menuda? Amr b'yezif toshma kish amru osir b'asiyas malacha layamru el b'yoyim avu b'layla mutter. Meaning again, going back to Maseches Tainis. When we mention the Nisim Malacha by some of the Tanioi's, we only said it during the day, but by night it's permitted. So it says you find the same thing by Menuda, my lava kulu. So you see if so, there's an Nisim Malacha from Menuda. Loi Ashara, it's going on some of the other things. Toshma, Menuda, Shein, Vishain, Lai, Niskar, Niskar, and Lai, so he can be hired out. So you see he can work. Shmamino, that he's allowed to work. That is a teiku. Just to mention, there is a din. I mean, and again, it's meikra din. If Rachman Litzlan, a person is sitting shiva, so we're mentioning this in his malacha, and he has to close his shop and so on. So let's say a fellow has a shop, and a fellow is sitting shiva. But he doesn't want to lose out on a week's worth of customers and so on. So is he allowed to just sell his shop to his friend and business as usual? You know, and then buy it back afterwards and so on. So there is a Shuvah of the Chazam Sefer in your Derech Chilik Beis Shin Chav Dalet. He speaks about this very case. And he says that it's not correct to do. Not correct to do so, and he says that there will not come to the Avol any revach from the Masa Matan, which happens throughout the Avelus. And he makes a distinction between partners who own a shop. That's okay, Reuven and Shimon own the shop together, and Reuven sitting Shiva and Shimon continues, okay, that's fine, you know, it's a partnership, he's working for his chalik and so on. But if everyone knows it's Reuven's shop, and Reuven's in the shop the whole time, and the week that he's sitting Shiva, a friend of his is in the shop, says the Chassam Sefer, everyone is just going to say that he is a shliach, you know, he's just working for him, and so on. And he also says, even if people hear that, like he did this kunz, that he sold it to his friend, and so on, harehu beineim kischoik ukechucha ve'ut bitlula v'harama ba'alma. It will look in people's eyes as just a joke and a little, you know, it's just a loophole, and people will say, the whole thing's a joke. All you need to do is just, you know, just hand over ownership to someone else in business as usual and so on. But, you know, with that said, there are various kulas, and it is important, you know, there's, you know, if a person has a company or something, Rachman on a person sitting Shiva, so you know, it's something which has to be dealt with, and if there's a big financial loss, you know, it's certainly something which can be arranged, but at least it needs to be arranged. Some say for saying that, you know, it's not posha to do it. And again, you know, former times, small shtetl, everyone is. And it could be nowadays things might be a little bit different, but the concept of closing the business or making some type of arrangement, that needs to be done. I mean, yeah. So is it? Yeah. So yeah. I mean, like some say that if your friend is running it, then you're not misiyach das, and you think, I wonder how business was today. I wonder if he did a good job. I wonder if, you know, he knows how to sell the way I know how to sell. You know.
If the business was closed, you'd say, I wish it could have been open.
Okay, but then at least he knows. You know, it's finished. It's you know, yeah. Okay. Fine. Avel asla brechitza. There is an issur brechitza for an avel. The chsiv, the al tasechi shemen. Do not put oil upon yourself. Brechitza bechlal sicha. We find often that sicha is bechlal brechitza, and here we're saying brechitza is bechlal sicha, and therefore there is an issur brechitza. So just to mention, because again, this can be quite a difficult thing. You know, in Shin Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the din of the Issur Chitza. Now, the Gemara says also in Masechet Tainis, there's a Gemara about this in Daf Gimel on the days. It says, "Avel Asa Liruchetz Kol Guf Ebein Mecham and Bein Betzainin Kol Shiva." So there's an Issur both in hot and cold water. Avel Panav Yodav Raglov Cham and Asa Tzainin Mutter. So to wash hands, face, and feet in cold, that is permitted. That is permitted. Now, what about rechitza after 7 days? What about rechitza after 7 days? So let's just mention that. Yeah. So again, as far as the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, it seems to be it's only for 7 days is what's mefurish. The Ramah says kol ze midina eine aser rak zayin. Mikra din, it's only also for 7 days. Aval achakach mutter rechitza. Elishin nagu ha'idna lesa rechitza kol lamed yoim. Says the Ramah, our minig is to ask rechitza a full 30 days, and so on. That is what the Ramah says. Now, says the Taz, why? Why is there an isra rechitza for 30 days? So he says, according to the Arizarua, the reason why is because he might end up combing his hair. Shema Yisarik Roshay. Zakta Taz, and Mikavin Sha'anu Matirim Lisarikis Roshay, being that we have the minhag to comb our hair, if so, it should be permitted to bathe after 7 days. Says the Taz, that according to the Mashal, that the reason why we ask for Chitza is because he might come to have a haircut, so that reason applies even after 7 days throughout the Shleshim. Ask the Pesach Tshuva over there, have gotten days on the reason of the Marshal, if that's the reason why we answer bathing for fear they might get a haircut, then it should continue even after the Shleshim, because the Issa haircut remains in place until someone rebukes them and says, hey, you look really unkempt, you know, you're looking quite shaggy, time for a haircut, that should go in by, and so on. So in fact, the Pesach Tshuva, according to the reason of the Marshal, why does Nisr Chitza continue after 30 days? Halach lemaisa, the Sfardim are Mekel. Sfardim are Mekel after 7 days. And so Paskin's Rav Avadia. It's Minhag Ashkenaz is to be more chamor. In this particular Sefer, he brings forward Stadim to be Mekel after Shiva. He says, number one, as we mentioned, according to the Arizal Ruah, the reason is because you might come to comb your hair, we're makel with combing your hair, and therefore it should be mutter to bathe. And reason number two, he says, nowadays people are considered to be very finicky, we're considered to be an istinist nowadays, and it'll be very difficult for a person not to bathe for full 30 days. Number three, he says that there might be potential covered abrius implications if you don't bathe for 30 days, vis-a-vis others. And he says maybe there might be, you know, if you're living amongst the Goyim, maybe there might be Chil Hashem implications also. One thing is clear, though, that if a person is mekel, then they should do whatever they can. They should do whatever they can to bathe in cool water, not hot water, and it should be quick. It should be a quick, focused shower, as opposed to indulging yourself in a nice kishmaka shower or bath. It should be short and sweet, and it should be cool, as opposed to hot. Okay, next, Avul Asi Benilas Sandal. Cannot wear shoes. Mitakamil Rahman Lichas Kavanalcha Tosna Baraglacha. You, meaning you should place shoes on your feet. Like, why is Hashem telling Yecheskel? You must wear shoes. Why are you telling him that you must wear shoes? Michal de Kulialma Asa. In fact, he's telling him to do this anomaly, to do something which is a bit strange and different. It must be that for others, it's awesome. Menudu ma'ava minimus asando. Amr v'yedat hashmat. Kishu amr asa minimus asando. Le amr ella bi'ira. When they said that there is an issa of nilas asando, it's only within this city. Ava b'derach mutter. But on the derach, it's mutter. Ketzad. Yotzal l'derach noel. When you're on the path, you wear them. Nechnes le'ira chelitz, you take them off. You find the same thing by a menuda. Oh, so we see a similar thing. There's the din of removing his shoes. My lava kulu, isn't it going on all of the aforementioned? Loy ashara. Then it's another raya. Maybe it's going on some of the other dinim, but they're the same. Well, let's just finish. Metzera ma benila sasando. What about a metzera with nila sasando? That is a teiko. I'll just see if we can go a little bit more, just because we're running out of time. Avol also a tashmish amita. An avol is not allowed to have tashmish. Tachsev vayinochim David es basheva ishte. When after they lost their child, so it said that David comforted Basheva, his wife. Vayavay ilaha mechlad mikara aser, which is mashmah that originally it was aser. Now the Yeritva says over here. It says he asks an interesting question. The Kashli, the Chazinin Shrochetz Acha Shemes Hayelad. But we find that David bathed right after he lost the child. The Chzev Yakim David Ma'al Haaretz VeYechatz VeYasach. The Yishleimer the Hakaidin Kvura. That was while he was an Einan. Shleichal Alav Avelas, and he did it because he wanted to be Mishtachem in the Beis Hashem. Shleikanisham Kishu Menuvel. And curiously, Legavi Rechitza, Aninus is more kal than Avelis. There is a dion in the Paiskim as to whether or not an Einin is Asib Rechitza. The Ikra din, it's a din which is, when we find, an Einin cannot drink wine and eat meat. A novel can. But Legavi bathing, we find that's actually a din in Avelis, not in Aninus. So curiously, that is a bit more kal. Says the Gemara Menuda, Mao Betash Mishamita. What about him having tashmish amita? Drag the ritzva. What do you mean? But he's not allowed to come within dal amis of anyone. says the ritzva, very, very interesting. So he says, the hani mili inshi da alma. Avo b'nei beise loy, beautiful hasbro, she'ein das bezden lesa alav chiyusei. You know, you can't go ahead and ask him from his life, from his wife. So there is at least a tzad to say maybe it's mutter. Bamidbar menudin hayu, they were in a state of nidui. And they had tashmish. How do we know they had tashmish? Because we see their children throughout that generation. Tell me menudol shemayim shiny to kill. That's cow. Frankly, my kill. Armis chamer. You said an omen alav is more chamer. Names, we don't know. Therefore, whatever you try and prove from menuda l'shamayim, I'm going to be deicha you one way or another. What about a mitzera? Toshma, the tanya v'yashem chutz la'oloi. The mitzera is outside of his tent. Sheyehei kimenudo l'goynad mibesoi uka avel v'as v'tash v'shamita. So when it says he's outside of his oyel, oyel has a connotation of his wife's name, Aleich Emar Lahem, Shuvu Lahem, Lalechem. This was the answer for the Bnei Yisrael to resume Tashmish Amito. Go back to your tents. So Shema Mino, that he is awesome. Frag the Gemara, well, very nice. Venifshit Nami Lemenudo. Because what does it say? It says, Shiyehe Kemenudo. He's like a Menudo. That in this particular din, he is Aser exactly like a Menuda is Aser. No, it's two things. Number one, Sheikh Menuda, Uka Avel, B'mili Achanaisa. He is compared to a Menuda and like an Avel in other matters, in other things. And you should know, Vasanami B'tash Mishamita is also Aser in Tash Mishamita. Final, number 13, the last one on the list, is Avel Eine Mishaleh Karbonais. He does not send the Karbonais. The Tanya B'shimene Mishlamin Bizman Shu Shalem. You have to be in a state of Shlemus. The Le Bizman Shu Einen. Not when you're in a state of Aninus. The Rambam understands that Aninus is Lavdaf, gets all 7 days. Menuda Maujishlach Karbonais. What about Menuda? Amrav Yosef Toshma. Kaleis and Shanim Shah Yisrov Amid. Ba Menuda Nahayu. The Shalchu Karbonais Sayim. They send the Karbonais. Maybe that's different. To kill. Talking about kill? Once again, Svuki Misapkalei Umadchalei. Finally, Mitzurah Ma'ashish Lakabanezov, Tashma Detanya, the Achrei Taharasvei, Acha Prishasim and Ames, Shivas Yamim, Yisbru Loy, Elu Zayn Yames Sefiroi, in reference to a Kain who was a Mitzurah also. Ubiyim boal hakodesh lechatzar pnimis lasharis pakodesh yakriv chatosi. Then he will be makriv his chatos. Zuasis aifa. This is a reference to the minchas chinuch, which is brought to Reb Yehuda. We're going to bring a raya from Reb Shimon. So we'll just focus on this for the last minute. Shimon Eimer bevoyo yakriv, when he comes in, or ubiyim boy yakriv bizman shero yilabia. Roy Lakrav, when he's Roy to come inside and serve, then he's Roy Lakrava, and his man shall in a Roy Labia, but if he's in a state where he's not able to enter because of his state of Tumah, his man shall in a Roy Labia, and in a Roy Lakrava, then he's not Roy to be Makrav, and he's not Roy to send his Karbonis. Okay, we will stop here.